pleased, proud to announce that we're going to be flying into Winnipeg this summer. We've been in discussions now with the airport authorities, with everything to make it happen, literally within the last week, as you know, some of the COVID restrictions have been lifted. We have to follow the government's guidelines respectfully as well, that, you know, the individual premiers and, the travel restrictions around Canada. So with Winnipeg, again, proud to announce us starting July 16th.
Why was it important to offer the service there?
I used to work in Winnipeg, originally from Montreal / Toronto. And to do the drive, 2,200 kilometers, it's a 25-hour drive. It's a tough drive. So, with that, be it a 2-hour and 20-minute flight, that really does save a lot of your day. And right now, when it comes to how Winnipeg is being serviced with Flair Airlines, with our model being a low-cost carrier model, our base prices right now are, for a Toronto, Winnipeg, Winnipeg, Toronto return or vice versa, starting in Winnipeg, ending in Winnipeg, going back and forth to Toronto, is literally $250 cheaper per person. So, if you have a family of four and instead of spending $456, that you're spending $200, for family members to save $250, it really does leave a significant amount still in, our customers' pockets where, again, a family of four, that's $1,000 in savings. Whether, you can apply that to hotels, part of your vacation or rental cars. Again, it's the same sky that we're all flying in. It's the same 2-hour and 23-minute flight time that we get you there exactly like the other carriers flying in and out of Winnipeg right now. So, just to add competition to Winnipeg, I think will help out the consumers and the travelers, whether they're considering it, whether they're, after, lockdowns, et cetera, that have been, initiated by the government, for on behalf of, the pandemic and safety and transmissions, is that right now there's an uptick in over the last 7 days in our passenger loads. And so with that, it allows us to have less risk to go into, destinations that are not on our main trunk route right now, which is, Toronto, Edmonton, Edmonton, Vancouver, turn around, come through Edmonton, and twice a week the same, going Toronto, Calgary, Calgary to Vancouver, turn it around, and the same through Calgary. So there was opportunity, to offer our services. And again, maintain competition in Winnipeg.
Do you want to maybe elaborate more on the benefits?
One is pricing. Is again, it's we're offering a same seat, a same ticket on the aircraft that our competitors do, and right now we do it for significant amount less. So, with that in mind, again, it just gives more choice to the consumer who chooses to fly in and out of Winnipeg, or for be it tourism, or you have to visit your family, you'd like to visit your family in Winnipeg from Toronto. So it just opens up a lot more of the avenue there, as well as with Flair. We've just been certified several months ago to carry cargo, and right now Winnipeg is pretty well bustling with cargo, especially with the world pandemic, the food supply chain, the medical supply chain, etc. So we can offer that service out of Winnipeg also, or to deliver cargo to Winnipeg.
Has it been difficult trying to find a balance with the pandemic?
Absolutely. It's, there's lots of companies that like to have their, their 3, 5, 10, 15-year plan. No matter what airline that people are working for or people are looking at right now, most of those plans had to get, thrown out of the window. So, it's getting better, much better. I think the peak of our lowest load factor, and I think I can, respectfully say that to most carriers in North America, probably around the world, was we lost 95% of our capacity overnight. And so, a lot of the plans that, our airline had, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, all of a sudden our focus had to be on, literally the next, week, 2 weeks, 30 days and 60 days. Just, again, keeping our finger on the pulse to see, again, what the government of Canada was opening up or restricting, as well as the consumer demand, whether, right after the urgency has died down and that we have more control over the situation, the pandemic, I mean, is how eager will the traveling public be willing to travel again? So, you know, in order during the last 2 months, Flair's been leading the way in sanitizing the aircraft. And, you know, that was a big thing where over the last 2 months, many of the travelers, because of a lot of the local restrictions, when you land, it's 14 days self-quarantine, people weren't choosing to fly. They had to fly, be it for business, for family, for emergencies, etc. And so what we had to do, you know, as a company to be responsible was to ensure that we disinfect the aircraft, not just clean it, not a deep groom, but actually disinfect the aircraft. So, you know, sourcing the product that was, you know, Boeing approved, etc., was a difficult task. We ended up finding a company here in Canada that, you know, is headquartered in Germany, and most of the big three ME3 Middle East carriers are using the product. And lo and behold, the owner and manufacturer of the product that, you know, has been well received over in the Middle East, they have a factory here in Edmonton. So we were able to, you know, acquire, you know, a product that kills COVID on hard surfaces with a 10-day hold time. And nobody had seen that before. And so with that, we were able to bring that into our system and use that and apply that for our, you know, our processes of every time the aircraft stops, even if, you know, Mike, if you were traveling from Vancouver, Calgary to Toronto, and your destination was Toronto, everyone, all of our passengers or customers, get off the aircraft in Calgary. And we sanitize the aircraft, and then the new passengers, as well as the through passengers, get reloaded onto the aircraft, and then off to Toronto you go. We turn around the aircraft, and the same thing applies. So every time we stop, all of our customers or passengers disembark, and we sanitize the aircraft, and then everybody gets back on again. We've got, you know, the hand spraying that, you know, isn't mandatory, but we do. We sanitize the aircraft. We have the infrared temperature sensors as well. All of our staff are wearing masks. We have masks for our customers if they don't or if they forget them at home. So we've done what was requested and, you know, literally 200% more.
Back to Winnipeg, any plans for expansion down the road?
Of course. And again, supply and demand, where I love Winnipeg. And I think, you know, Winnipeg, you know, via highway wise, you know, especially during the summer where, you know, if you have, you know, a week or 2 weeks holiday to spend 25 hours in a car and then exhausted at your destination and then literally packing up 2 days before your vacation ends to get back in a car and drive 25 hours poses a problem versus, you know, just the gas alone to do the 25-hour return trip is more than the price of an airline ticket. I'm dying to get back to Winnipeg. I got lots of friends there, and I was the one sort of ringing the bell and you know, putting up my hand saying, you know, pick Winnipeg. So out of all the destinations that were on consideration, because several airports across Canada want to refuel, re-energize their local economies, be it tourism or even the airport facilities, to have the traffic going through, you know, there's lots of offers out there, but out of all of them, we were able to, you know, finally select two, and that was Kelowna and Winnipeg to add to our summer schedule.